things we've been doing in the course of our pledge drive is not just for the course of the pledge drive, also to give people a chance to express themselves, is to have some personal reflections and thoughts on why a particular member of our congregation values this church. And so to speak to that today, I'm very happy to have Kathy Fletcher as our church valuer for today. Kathy, good to have you here. It's always good to have you here. Good to hear from you.
I told him that I had been working on what I'm going to say for about a month. And I would also encourage, if any of you, even if you don't ever want to do this because it's very shaky, but if any of you ever think about, why do I value this church, take a month to write it. It's an interesting thing to write. I like to think that I found this church at a yard sale. In the spring of 1995, I was 7 months pregnant with my daughter, Julia, and living just up the hill here on Toll Street. And one Saturday, I saw that the church was having a yard sale, and I came to see if there were any used baby clothes for me to buy. There was actually a big box of baby clothes, and as I looked through them, the woman who was running the table, and I don't know who it was, said, look, it's obvious you're going to need these baby clothes pretty soon, so why don't we just say you can have the whole box for $5. And I was very struck, and this act of kind generosity really affected me. I was not a stranger to Unitarian Universalism. My husband, Wayne, was raised UU and spent the early part of his life attending the UU Church in Milford, and then later was part of the UU congregation in Brookline, Massachusetts. The summer before I got married, I worked as a cook at a UU camp and conference center out in Western Massachusetts, and I had read a lot about UUism, and I agreed with UU principles, and I had been to a couple of UU weddings, and that was all good. In the spring of 1995, I was very active and practicing neo-pagan. This was also the time when the Merrimack School Board had gone completely insane and was threatening, I don't know if you remember that, but they were threatening to take the theory of evolution out of the high school science curriculum, and I knew I needed a spiritually safe place to bring my soon-to-be-born baby. A place where her parents' odd religion would be accepted and where she would get a wide variety of spiritual points of view. The generosity of the yard sale lady tipped me toward this church over the church in Milford. So I guess that the first reason I valued this church was that it was a safe place to bring my children. Since that time, I've been involved in various aspects of church life. I've taught a couple of RE classes. I've been a member of two great loving covenant groups, and I help out with the auction every year, and I've done some big cooking from time to time, and this year I've absolutely fallen in love with the choir. But what I really value about this church is that it provides me with a space, an emotional space, an intellectual space, and a physical space to explore my spirituality and my relationship with God. I finally think that I can say that I do believe in God, but as my friend October Craig would say, I have not purchased the God package plan. My relationship with God cannot be defined by the Bible, a sacred scripture. I don't have any kind of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost understanding, and I don't believe that anyone needed to die for my sins. Sometimes I believe God to be a Bose-Einstein field of cosmic thought energy. It's true. Sometimes I see God as the Hindu god Krishna. Sometimes I see God in the stubborn weeds that continue to grow up out of cracks in the sidewalks and along the Jersey barriers on my commute to Concord. And sometimes when I'm holding one of my kids really close and I'm overwhelmed by how much love I feel for them, I feel like I am God. Having these diverse and non-traditional views of God, I don't belong. I can't belong to a church where my relationship with God has to be framed by an outside authority. I couldn't be part of a church where God was defined by anyone but me. I value this church because here I can say that my personal scripture includes the works of Robert A. Heinlein, Marion Zimmer Bradley, George Harrison, and the Bhagavad Gita. I value this church because I know that I can use the term personal scripture, and you all know what the hell I'm talking about. I value this church because it's here where I can say that I use planting bulbs in the fall as a sacred act. And I value this church because we once sang the John Lennon song Imagine as an anthem. This church provides its members with a spiritual feast, a buffet of all the spiritual and religious traditions that have brought us here to be humans in the 21st century. I value this church because its members covenant to affirm and promote my free and responsible search for meaning. And I am searching. Thank you.
Kathy, thank you so very much. Thank you. I really appreciate that. You're not going to be seen by yourself, I take it, the rest of you?
Oh, no.
Not after
that. Speaking was hard enough.